Hey, Cleaning Nation, ever listen to the show and think, if I could just get this guy to help me out, I would save so much time and frustration? Or my life would be awesome if I could just get a few of these systems they're actually talking about actually implemented in my business? Well, if that's you, I've got some spectacular news. I am hosting our first ever live event. We are personally going to walk through the Clean Profit Method with no more than 16 owners and cleaning companies in just 2.5 days. I cannot wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method together. If this is scratching where you itch, stop watching or listening to the show right now and go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details. Like I said, I can't wait to get to know you and your business personally and implement the entire Clean Profit Method. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of Flat Out Cleaning Awesomeness. As always, I want to start the show by sharing how amazing you are for subscribing, rating, reviewing, and just generally being cool people and sharing the show with people that you know would get value. If you've left a review or for the show, I would like to personally thank you. Just give me a shout out on Facebook or in the Facebook group, and I will reach back out and personally thank you and tell you how awesome you are. As always, if you want the latest and greatest in every single freaking tool you can get to grow your cleaning company, get the financial freedom, the time freedom, and the just that amazing company that you know you can have, everything you need is at growmycleaningcompany.com. There's tons of stuff for every level, beginner, guys and gals that have been there for years and years. It's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out. Today, we are chatting with return guest and one of my favorite human beings on the planet, Craig Kaluki from Simple Clean in Sparta, New Jersey. I met Craig a couple years ago as a residential house cleaner, I think, and he'll correct me if I'm wrong, with zero employees. Now this dude has moved on to near rock star status with 12 employees, his own podcast, and he is definitely a legend in his own mind. If you want to reach out to Craig and his team, you can get a hold of him at www.thesimpleclean.com. Craig, welcome back. What is shaking in your world today?
Well, hold on. First of all, I think you say that in all your podcasts. This is my favorite human being. So next podcast is a little special. I need something more. I need something better than that.
How about something worse? This is my favorite human being for the next 24 minutes.
Attaboy. Perfect.
Okay. And actually, fun fact about Craig, I'm in Phoenix, which is almost west coast of the United States, and Craig is Sparta, New Jersey, which is just almost as far east as you can get. And we've talked on the phone for hours and hours and hours, as he used to be a one-on-one client. And I've never met him in person, but I have met both his wife and daughter who came out to Phoenix, and me and my wife got to take them out or go out with them. But I still never met Craig, so I don't know if that's relevant at all to the audience, but it was on my heart, and I felt like I couldn't move forward unless I, you know, full transparency shared that bad boy of a nugget.
It is. I don't even know if you're a real person yet. I'm not sure if I'm talking about a virtual reality machine. But Nicole,
is your wife no good? Is her vouching that I am a human, not didn't do it for you?
I was just about to say, she did vouch, said I met a very, very good-looking man at a pizza parlor, and you guys couldn't hear each other, so, but that's all right. At least I know you're real.
Yes, and I'm guessing what she really said is, I met a really, really good-looking woman, and I think there was some dude next to her as my wife was in the room, and that's usually the feedback I get when we go anywhere together.
Oh, my God. Yeah, but they enjoy themselves. So one day, man, one day.
All right, so Cleaning Nation, I promise we will talk cleaning, but I got on with Craig, and he hasn't spoken. It's been months. I hate to say years, but I know it's been months. And he started a podcast since we've talked, and I haven't really asked questions, and I am infinitely curious. So I thought maybe there's a potentiality that you are curious. And why did you start a podcast? Is it total? I think it's for fun, but I don't know. You tell you. You talk. I'll listen. What on God's green earth is going on with your podcast? Feel free to pitch it.
Yeah, I mean, I sort of stopped it. It was almost because when you and I had stopped the one-on-one coaching and we had our last conversation about, you know what, I don't know where I want to take the business, what's going on in our life. We just adopted Liana. So the podcast was really about finding your purpose in life, your passion, things like that, philosophical ideas on what really the point of your life is, and not just from a cleaning company aspect, but, okay, now I have a cleaning company. What's my end game here? What's the end game with the cleaning service? What's the end game with my wife or my daughter? So it was, I think I got 25 episodes up. They're on YouTube, but it's really just about giving the younger younger kids an idea into the world of business entrepreneurship and why it's not that easy to start a business, and what you really should have end goals, not just, you know, financial goals, but like what do you want to do with your business? Where do you see yourself going? Do you want to sell it? Do you have, you know, do you want to have a family? Things like that. So that's really what the podcast was about. A lot of philosophical talk. But I stopped that. We got busy. I know that's like a no-no in the podcasting world. You got to keep everything going. I know you're going to say that. But I promise
the podcast police will not show up at your door and cuff you. So, you know, yeah, if you want to build something, it's an ideal thing. But there's no, I'm pretty sure the fines are almost nothing nowadays.
They're nothing. But I know, I mean, every time I look at my YouTube, I got another podcast from Grow My Cleaning Company. It seems like almost every day. And I'm like, ugh, geez, I got to start my again. Mike's making me look bad.
Grow My Cleaning Company podcast, making cleaners feel terrible since 2014. Glad I could help, buddy. That was my best terrible radio voice. All right, so A, I love that you did that. And let me encourage you, buddy. First, I love the topic. What's the name of it? So if people want to go check out the latest episode, whether that's a long time ago or whether you're still putting them out as they listen, what's the name of the podcast?
I appreciate it, man. It's called Think and Be Free.
Think and Be Free. I love the topic. I love it. And 25 podcasts or 25 podcasts, I just want to encourage you, man. You are passionate about it. Now I'm like, I got to go listen to this thing and see what Craig's talking about. I love it. And don't knock it. 25 podcasts is fantastic. At some point, I'm sure all podcasts end. So yeah. I think that's super cool. All right. So tell me a little bit about, I promise we're going to get to coaching, but anytime I've got someone I know their story is awesome, I want you to share it. Because I've shared your story a couple times when I feel like, it, or actually more than a couple times, when I feel it's going to be beneficial to who I'm speaking with. Since we're now talking to thousands of people, I'm very confident it is going to be beneficial to them. So from my perspective, and again, this is like 2 years of memory back. So please correct me if I say anything that's not the case. When we started, you were residential. I think you were cleaning like 40 hours a week and working like 50 or more hours a week because you're like, and you're just like, I'm done. I can't physically do anymore. And again, totally, this is by memory. So please, you won't embarrass me at all from it. You're like, Mike, it didn't happen that way at all. I definitely want to get the truth out. But the way I remember it, less than 45 days later, you had been full commercial. You'd hired a staff. Your cleaning was down to virtually zero, maybe an emergency, but certainly less than 10 hours a month. And within 6 months, you were pretty stable. And again, I know there were some times after that where you weren't sure like how you wanted to grow. And I think when we last talked, you were only at 4 or 5 employees. So the fact that you've grown to 12, there's another chapter that I don't even know about. So please fill us in terms of your perspective of that first couple months when we were working together, if I missed anything or mischaracterized it or just how you felt. And then I would love to hear the second chapter of how you kind of moved from that 4 to 6 employees, I think, when we left to 12. Because that's I love hearing, you know, whether I'm working with someone one-on-one or at all, that they just continue using concepts and growing. So fill us in, man. You've got such a cool story.
Yeah, and so you're not wrong. When I first reached out to you, it was, good Lord, I mean, 40 hours a week just doing residentials. And we lived in Sparta, and we moved, so I was still doing, long story short, I was driving an hour and a half to do the cleanings where we first lived before we moved an hour and a half away. So I would get up at 6 a.m., drive down to just right outside New York City from where we live now up in the mountains, do the cleanings there, same price, never, you know, charge the higher price, driving 60 miles, do the cleans, get back at like 5 at night, do it all again 5 days a week, and I was making nothing, dude, nothing. And it was just me doing residentials, had no idea how to run the business at all. I reached out to you, and I mean, we really almost did a, I know you don't do it now, or I don't even think you did it back then, but it was, just from the beginning, building a company, creating something that we pretty much built Simple Clean, you and I. And so from that first 2 months, it was the core values, creating the culture, how to get yourself out of the cleaning while still, you know, making money, because you can't, I mean, just taking myself out, I still needed money, getting clients, creating a funnel system for clients and employees. And within 2 months, we had, I was still doing residential, but I had 4 people, and I was out, so I wasn't cleaning. So that gave me time then to work on exactly what, you know, Simple Clean needed to be, and that was, for you and I, it was commercial cleaning, and that was within the first 2 months, and then after that, you know, we just coached and we talked once a week, and just talked more about systems and growing, really not so much, why I wanted the business at that point, but we talked about that later. But from after those 2 months, it was just how do we grow? How do I create systems? How do I keep myself in an office and building the company up until we want to really create goals for the company. So yeah, that was probably 6 months. And then I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. This is nuts. This works.
Well, and the cool thing was, I think, because in another fun fact is Craig and I think I adopted our baby like 2-3 months before you adopted yours, like very, very similar in timing. And at that point, you had argue, you know, for a good reason, like bigger fish to fry, right? At that point, the business, I think you were a little, there's, it's so funny that what your podcast is on, I could just tell anyone that's interested in listening to it, this is like Craig's heart, right? He was philosophically kind of at that, what do I want to do? Like now, and it's so cool. I felt like if you decide you want to build a big, huge cleaning business, God bless you. Happy to support it anyway. If you're like, you know what? I just used the ability to stop working 50 hours a week and not have any real conversations with myself or my family. And I use that freedom to decide that we don't want to be in the cleaning business or we want to, you know, whatever you decide, that's awesome. So I love that. I remember we kind of moved for quite a while from talking about tactical, like how do I get customers, how do I get employees, to philosophical, what do I want from this world? And I love that the systems that you were able to put in place gave you the freedom to do that. Like there's no, because again, I step out when I'm like, you know, you're like, hey, Mike, what should I do? I'm like, I have no idea what's good for you and your family. My job, or I felt where I was excited, was to give you that freedom to have those conversations, ask those questions kind of in an open space, as opposed to, you know, trying to work 50 hours a week cleaning and not making any money. Like it's really hard to ask the big questions when you're mired in that.
Yeah, I definitely was lost in, okay, now I want to grow, make money, because you get a little taste of it. It's like a drug. You're like, all right, I'm making money. Now I'm not really even working. I'm not doing anything. I'm just kind of sitting behind a computer. This is cool. And then it's just that goes away a little bit. And then you're like, all right, hold on now. What do I want out of this? What do I want out of life? What do I want how do I want to grow old with my wife and my kids? And like, those are the bigger questions that, like you said, when we started talking down the road, and that's, to me, those were the more important questions rather than the tactical things that you need to grow a company. Because if I didn't ask those questions, I don't think I'd be where I am today.
Yeah, and I think the question, how do I use a screwdriver, is a fine question. There's nothing wrong with that. But a better question that will help make that the first question more valuable is what uses could I use this school? Why do I want a screwdriver? What, like how, what could I build with it? Like that's the thing. So it's always fun talking about the mechanics of here's how we get customers. Here's how we get employees. Here's how we create systems. But that the whole goal of that is to be able to live the life that you want. And if we never get to the life that you want, I don't know that I've really served you or anyone else, or you've served yourself or your family. If we get you to the point you're making a ton of money, and maybe you not even have to work that hard, but you don't have time or energy or for your family, or it hasn't plugged into some bigger picture or vision for what you want to do for your life and your family's life. No.
Yeah. Nailed it, man. I feel like now it's, you know, the tactical stuff is easy. Okay. There's systems. There's, you know, you've got your podcast, your software systems now online. There's the information's out there, but what's not really out there is the capacity to talk to other people and really have a, an eye-to-eye, deep philosophical conversation about what you want from life, not just your business, not just, you know, from the financial standpoint, but what's the end game? What's the end game here? What are we doing? You know, are we going to sell the company and move into the mountains and travel? Like, so if you don't have those answers to those questions, or you can't ask those questions, then the tactical stuff's, I don't know, in my opinion, not going to help.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, are you enjoying the show? Want to go from listening to doing? If you're committed to making this the year that you kick your company into hypergrowth and actually start implementing all the systems that I coach on this show that will allow you to work on your business instead of in it, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get all the details on our upcoming live event. I'm going to personally walk you and 15 other entrepreneurs through the entire Clean Profit method in just 2.5 days. growmycleaningcompany.com/live. Check it out now. I'll see you soon. Yeah, it really, what good is it for me to teach you how to climb a ladder faster when you get to the top of the ladder? It was against the wrong wall. Like, has that really been helpful at all? So I love that you amended saying, if you don't have the answers to that question, to if you're not asking those questions,
right?
Because I wish I could tell you, I got it all figured out. My life is perfect. It's pretty dang good, and I feel blessed every day. But I'm constantly asking those questions, and I don't think I have any clients that have it just nailed down and they're just going straight forward in a direction. It's constantly trying to change, well, this, you know, I want a little more of this or a little less of that or a little more in health. Or again, for you, you adopted a baby, and that's a huge, you know, it's like I've had both a natural born or, you know, a regular baby, and then I shouldn't say regular baby,
regular,
but
okay.
as opposed to my mutant child. We've given birth to a baby as well as adopted. I can tell you, I think the adoption is almost more work because there's all these outside forces and things that you can't control. And so all that to say, at that time, the right answer for you might have been different than the answer a year from then and from a year and from now and from 2 or 3 years in the future. That, you know, I'm sure it's going to keep changing. So that said, tell me, because now I'm like kind of now I feel like you, me, and the audience are all caught up. But I still don't know what happened when we kind of stopped working together. I think you were like 5, 6 employees. And again, you were at that point, if I remember right, you were like, I'm not sure what I want. Yeah. Like you weren't. You're like, it's not that I can't grow. It's I don't know that I want to do what it takes to grow. And I'm like, nothing wrong with that, buddy. Like, you know, so yeah. So what, at that point you were, sounds like about half as big as you are now. What's transpired since?
Yeah, you're right, man. So I think I just, and this is going to sound bad, especially to people listening that are, you know, like, I got to grow my company. I just stopped paying attention to not the company as a whole, but I stopped trying to grow. And I just focused on creating an environment where people can come here and it's a stress-free environment. And I gave Simple Clean a vibe of just come here, relax, and just work, or come here, relax, and be our client. So I just really stopped investing a crap ton of my time into Simple Clean. And I'll tell you, I don't know if this is the right, or I don't know if there's a right or wrong way, but things just started happening. Like it's almost, I'm not a very spiritual person, but it's almost like, what? This is crazy because I'm not really doing anything. I'm just focusing solely on, I want this to be a comfortable environment for our clients and employees. That's really it. I just focused on having fun. And when I was doing that, clients started coming in through the website and through some email marketing we were doing. And then it just started growing. I really don't have any, like, you know, secrets or tactics here. I just referrals and through our website, like I said, and just taking it not with a very serious approach. If that, again, I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's the way it worked from probably last year to now. We're, like I said, we're at some, if I give you a number, we're at 250,000 in gross income. And we've got 12 people. So that's not bad. And 12 people that I totally trust, and all our clients are great. So I'm not looking to really grow much, but if it happens that way, great, but I'm not pursuing it.
And more, I've got so much to say, but I've got one more question. How many hours a week are you working total? So actually, I'm assuming the cleaning should be virtually zero.
Oh, right now.
How many hours? Okay. Go ahead. Yeah, just how many hours are you working a week total? If you're cleaning, any, let us know. And if it's, yeah, just give me an idea of what your work week looks like so we can kind of put in context the numbers. And then I've got a ton of feedback on a lot of the stuff that you said, because I think there's a lot of value in there, and I don't want people to miss it just because you're kind of talking generally. That doesn't mean what you're saying is not huge. So go ahead.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I mean, my day, I'm up at 7. I mean, I'm not going to run you through my entire day, but yeah, I'm in the office by... So we just bought leased the whole downstairs to our building now. So we've got 4 little offices. So I've got my own office now.
Woo!
Yeah, buddy. That's away from the cleaners, you know, the employees. But yeah, so I'm probably in the office doing, you know, marketing and scheduling and bidding, probably from 8:30 to 3, Monday through Friday. Okay. I've got the weekends off. Other than that, those are my days. 8:30 to 3, Monday through Friday. I've got a manager. He takes care of sort of the day to day, the training, the laundry, the calling in, calling out. You know, taking over any quick employee call outs. He'll take over. So I've got that set down. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe 30 hours a week, I think.
Okay. And it sounds like you're growing as fast as you would like to grow.
Yeah, it's not overwhelming. You know, I'm not working it. I was cleaning probably when we were still talking. I think I was doing 1 or 2 cleanings, but I'm totally out of it now. And so we've got a steady flow. I mean, like when we talked, a steady flow of clients and a steady flow of employees. I never shut one of those off. They're constantly coming in at the same time. Yeah, so that's it. I mean, I'm home by 5 o'clock. If I want to go out and have a drink after that, I'm there. If I want to hang out with the workers coming in, I can do that. So, I'm more focused on the culture over the finances of the company. Again, good or bad, I don't know, but I love I definitely love the way that I get to hang out with the people that work here. Even my clients, I'll just stop in, hang out. Hey, what's going on? So, to me, I've created my own little island, my own little community. And I don't want that to grow to a metropolis.
Man, I just have so much because there's just so much good stuff. And I don't want anyone to miss on any of those points. So, in no particular order, first of all, there are, I'm sure, some of you out there going, wow, that sounds very fast growth. And how did he do that? That sounds like this guy's a warlock in terms of that. And sure, other people are probably going, wow, that's perfect. That's exactly what I want. And I'm sure some of you are going, oh my gosh, this guy's out of his mind. I want to grow, and build. All of you guys are right? What I'm loving about Craig is he sounds so, and I wish you guys could have heard him. Go back and listen to the first podcast. I think he did a case study with me way back in the day. Go listen to Craig, because it's so fun being able to just watch your maturity as a business owner, certainly, but also as a person. The right answer for what I'm loving about what I'm hearing from you, Craig, is you're like, I am in the right. This the one thing that's undeniable, this business is serving you. You are not serving it. When we first talked, you were absolutely a slave. You had to drive where you didn't want to drive, clean where you didn't want to clean. You weren't making any money. And there was a lot of have-tos in your life. Now it sounds like you're like, I do what I want when I want. And this damn business serves me the way I want it to serve me. I am. There's no question who's the master and who's the slave.
Yeah. Nailed it. It's what can I pluck out of this business until I either sell it or hand it down, or I'm ready to just leave. That's it.
And there's a possibility at some point you get, I don't say bored, but I'm going to say bored.
Yeah.
And you go, you know what? I'm going to rip the lid off this thing. I do want to build a $3 million gig. And any of those answers are fine. Like, shut it down, sell it, run it exactly as it is for 20 years, build it. There's just literally zero wrong answers. The big thing is you know that you've got the tools, that it's kind of your decision, as opposed to I have to clean, or I can't make any money, or I have to work 80 hours a week, or I can't spend time with my child, or just all that crazy stuff. Doesn't sound like that's in your universe. Fair?
Oh, absolutely fair. And let me just to pick up on one thing you just said, I think about it all the time. I'm like, owning a business is like, we live in the greatest country in the world. I could do whatever I want with this business, anything I want. Like, no one can tell me what to do other than Nicole. But it's like,
that's his wife. And shortly, Liana, she starts talking better, his daughter. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Really, to the two of them and to our life, this is like just something that we created, and it's for our benefit. It's not for anyone else's benefit. It's for our benefit. I mean, and the people that work here. But other than that, it's like we're just free to do whatever we want with this thing that we created. It's pretty cool.
Guy, again, you keep saying stuff. I keep being like, I've got more stuff to say now. First of all, I love that you said we, because I remember when we talked, your bride was so sweet. Like, you were working your tail off. You weren't making any money. I could tell she wasn't a super fan of, for you, not selfishly. It's not like she's like, get out there and make some money, you jerk. She was just like, I hate seeing someone I love tearing themselves up and not even getting the reward that they want. Mm-hmm. And she still supported you, which is huge. I told you I don't take any one-on-one clients. I still don't, with the spouse not on board, right? Had she said, I hate this, I want you to quit, that's the long and the short of it. And you said, I don't care, I'm going ahead, we wouldn't have worked together. So I love that you said we, and then now I love that you said we built it and we did, because I really feel like it's, I don't want to say team effort, but she had so much to do with the support and the, you know, we talked, and sometimes it was really easy for you and sometimes it was really tough, and your bride was so supportive through that whole thing. That's massive. Even when you're having a baby and you're still trying to work, or I think you guys had a flight out of town, you were just, I don't want to say stuck, but you invested a week in some other state and just a lot of stuff. If you guys weren't together, I think that this thing could have been terrible. And again, just like we talked about, it would have been firmly in charge, whereas you guys are firmly in charge. And I like that you've built it and it does what you both want as a family. Now, she kind of, as a reward for her loyalty, has now got, you know, gets to see, like, hey, and I just, there's got to be, if you're like me, and I think to in this degree you are, there's this degree of, man, like, dang it, I want to earn that trust, right? Like, she's been so sweet about do the business and you say it's going to be good and I trust you, but right now it doesn't look good at all. And then to be able to actually go, see, I told you it was going to work and it worked, for me would be huge. Has there been kind of that, I don't want to say redemption, that's a really strong word, but that twist of moving from her trusting you because she loves you and wants you to be happy, but the reality not really matching up with that, to a new place of, oh my gosh, it actually worked like you said, and this business does serve us, and it's actually a blessing in our life now as opposed to a curse.
Oh, dude, when we first started working together, I won't say how much it was, but, you know, the money coming out of our accounts, it's like, who is this guy? What are we doing here? What do I want to meet this fella? You know, I'm like, I know it's a lot of money, but I'm like, just trust me. It'll work. It's hard work. We just got to do it. And all the reasons that I gave you before of getting out of, you know, the workforce and whatever reason we had in the beginning to start, obviously those reasons have matured, but yeah, in the beginning it was brutal. Like, okay, you got to take a week off. You got to take a month off and not pay Mike because we can't afford it. And, you know, we might lose our home and all this stuff. Like that was real shit. I'll curse. But yeah, that was real stuff happening. And then now it's almost like, oh, Craig's business, our cleaning company. It's like there's a whole different tone now with the idea of, oh, Craig, are you in your office? Can we bring, you know, let's sit in your office and have a drink. Like it's a legitimate thing now. So the talk of, you know, spending that money is almost like, wow, can you believe that we spent that money and, you know, we were so nervous about it. And now look what we have. And that's not bragging. That's just, you know, from bad to where we are now. That's evolution. That's how you build a business. It's not easy. It's just, you don't even have to be smart. Like, I'm not that smart. You just have to push through it. That's really it. Go through all the bad stuff, whether Nicole was telling me we can't spend it, or just give it a little bit more time. And it's usually when people give up is like, that's the time when you're going to make it. You just give up right before. So we kind of push through it. And, yeah, there's definitely a change now. So so now I leave sticky notes. See, I told you. Told you so.
Yeah. That was not my coaching, by the way. That I told you so. That'll get in my household. That'll get you killed. But you know, your bride is. It absolutely does. And one of my favorite things I would say about Craig behind his back and definitely in front of his face, and I'm only half joking, is when people say, because I've shared Craig's story multiple times, and people say, "What did he do? What was different? How did they do?" And I go, "You know what? He was too dumb to know that nothing would work, so he just did it." Like, I'd say, "Go do this," and a lot of people, "Well, you don't know. My business is different. It won't work. Blah blah blah." Craig wasn't that sophisticated. He just said, "All right," and then he did it, and then it worked, and then he moved on to the next thing. And people were like, "How?" And then again, they moved from that to, he's a genius. He's a wizard. How did he manifest business with his mind? It's like, nope. He just followed a system that would work, not being smart enough to go, well, that won't work. And then it just worked. And, you know, there he was. So that's I love that about Craig. A, that the work ethic. Hopefully you guys heard at the beginning, we first started talking. He's like, I drove an hour and a half. I worked all day. I drove an hour and a half back. I made no money, but that's what I needed to do, and I did it. And that wasn't what I wanted him to do, and we changed that almost immediately. But we desperately needed the willingness to do that. That whatever I got to do, I'll do. And it's so funny that the people that are willing to do stuff like that now get to the point where Craig's at, where you don't have to do almost anything, right? So if you're willing to do almost anything, and you do what you need to do for a short time, oftentimes much shorter than you think, you can get to the point pretty quickly where you don't have to do anything. You can do what you want. Has that been your experience, or am I overstating?
Nope. That's exactly. Yep. You're right there. That's it. Yeah. You're not going to be, if you have a little bit of work ethic and like you said, you know, you can be dumb about it. I mean, I don't know, 6 months, maybe, but that's not long to have your own business and to be profitable and to be able to kind of have your own little community. Yeah. Just a little bit of work, physically. But then after that, it's just creating things. Then that's the fun part. It's like, oh, I get to create this and how I want to create it. It's like playing with like Play-Doh. You're just like, oh, here's a pile of Play-Doh. Let me just make something out of it and see if it works. And if it doesn't, let me just start over again. It's not rocket science. It's not hard. You just need to have a little bit of work ethic and then, just start creating things. If you fail, then you start over again. It's your business. There's no one there to fire you.
And there is really no failure. There's just giving up before you succeed, right? Like, if you don't call a time of death, then it just means there was that ugly part before the good-looking part. All right, I'm making a game time decision / request. The format of the show is usually 20 minutes. Any of you with a watch paying a little bit of attention might go, oh, my gosh, we are way over. I'm not near done talking with Craig. Dude, if you'll hang out for another 20 minutes, I would love to put you on as a double episode. I don't know if that works for your schedule, but if it is, let's keep rolling. And instead of me trying to wrap this up, I can squeeze some more of your brain juice out if you got a couple minutes.
That's fine, dude. I'm here.
You're too good to me, man. Oh, too good. All right. And I promise we're going to get to the coaching, but there's just so much stuff that you're saying. I'm like, man, I don't want to coach on something little. We've got all these big conversations going on.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.